Chapter 5. Plans and Promises. Juliet's nurse returned to the Capulet home with the ladder of rope. Juliet was there in her room waiting for it. She longed for night to fall and for her husband to climb up the ladder to her room. However, the nurse brought more than the ladder. She also brought news of Tybalt's death. In telling Juliet of that, the nurse also told how Romeo had to leave Verona. He had not left yet. The nurse explained that Romeo was hiding at that moment in Friar Lawrence's room. Juliet sent her nurse to him. The nurse was to tell her husband to come that night. After seeing her, Romeo must then leave Verona. In Friar Lawrence's room, the friar had an idea to suggest to Romeo and the nurse.
"Go to your love tonight," he told Romeo. "Comfort her, but don't stay too long. You must leave tonight in order to be able to escape to Mantua. You can live there until we can explain to all about your marriage. We can then beg the prince to allow you to return. Nurse, you should go now. Tell Juliet that Romeo is coming."
Romeo and the nurse were both filled with hope by the plan. Another man was also filled with hope that day. It was Paris. He was visiting with old Capulet at the old man's home. It was a sad day for all. Thus, Paris was surprised by an idea that old Capulet suggested late that night.
"Sir Paris," old Capulet said to his visitor, "my daughter will do as I ask. I will ask my wife to go to her. She will explain to my daughter how you love her. Today is Monday, isn't it? I will have my wife tell Juliet that Thursday will be her wedding. Will you be ready? We should not have a big wedding. Tybalt was killed today. People might think that we have no thought of him if we have a big wedding. What do you say to Thursday?"
"My lord," Paris gladly replied, "I wish that Thursday were tomorrow."
So the plan for Juliet's marriage to Paris was set. Juliet's mother was sent to give the news to her daughter. In the darkness of her bedroom, Juliet was saying goodbye to her husband. As he prepared to climb down the ladder into the garden, she asked,
"Will we ever meet again?"
"I doubt it not," replied Romeo.
But a terrible vision filled Juliet's mind.
"I see you now below, as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. You look so pale."
Romeo told his wife of a similar vision.
"My love, in my eyes you look the same. It must be sadness that makes us pale. Goodbye,
goodbye."
As Romeo disappeared into the dark garden, Juliet's mother entered her room.
"Juliet, are you still crying for your cousin's death? Stop. Your tears cannot bring him back to life."
"I have good news, girl. Your father has thought of a way to lift your sadness. On Thursday morning, you will become the bride of Paris at St. Peter's Church."
"By St. Peter's Church and Peter, too, he will not make me a happy bride. Tell father that I will not marry yet. When I do marry, it will be to Romeo, whom we know killed Tybalt, rather than Paris. This is news indeed."
"Your father is coming," replied Juliet's mother. "Tell him yourself."
At that, Juliet's father entered.
"Have you told her, wife?" he asked.
"I did, but she wants none of it."
"Wants none of it? She should thank us for finding such a fine husband for her."
"I do thank you, father," said Juliet through her tears. "I thank you for what I hate. I know you meant it in love."
"You will go to St. Peter's Church on Thursday," old Capulet told his daughter. "You will go if I have to carry you there."
"Please, father."
"Get yourself to the church on Thursday, or never look me in the face again. Don't speak. Wife, I thought we were thankful to God for giving us this one child. But now I see this one is one too much."
"My lord,"
began the nurse.
"You be quiet,"
Old Capulet yelled. Day and night, all my care was to have her matched. Now I give her a gentleman like Paris. He is almost a prince. But she answers, I will not wed. I cannot love. I am too young. You say you won't wed? Then you will not live in this house. Think on that. Thursday is near. If you're my daughter, I will give you to my friend Paris. If you're not, you can go die in the street. Think well. My mind is set and won't be changed.
Juliet's father and mother both turned their backs on their daughter and left the room. With tears, Juliet asked her nurse for advice. The advice was not what Juliet wanted to hear, though. Her nurse told her to marry Paris. He was rich and a good match for her. In fact, the nurse thought Paris would be a better husband than Romeo. Juliet thanked her nurse for the advice, but she would not follow it. Instead, she would go to ask Friar Lawrence for help.